Since 2001, Princess Cruises has been connecting to shore power at the Franklin Street Dock during the summer cruise season. Kirby Day works for Princess. He spoke about the benefits at a recent community meeting with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
A lot of people don't realize this was the first place in the world, and it's been a great program and a great asset to the community as well as Princess.
Connecting to renewable hydroelectric power allows ships to shut off their engines. That cuts down on emissions from burning diesel fuel while they sit out in the harbor. Day estimates that Princess pays Alaska Electric Light and Power about $1 million each summer for shore power. The money acts as a rebate for Juneau customers, who then receive a discount on their monthly energy bills. Today, ports around the world offer electric hookups for cruise ships, but Juneau still only has one dock capable of supplying power. That's why the Juneau Commission on Sustainability submitted a proposal this year for the city to expand that infrastructure. It suggests using $3.5 million in revenue from Juneau's marine passenger fee. That's the $5 head tax cruise passengers pay when they visit Juneau. A separate recommendation from City Manager Rory Watt suggests using $250,000 in fees to study the concept further. While there are obvious benefits to shore power, it's not a simple proposal. For one thing, building the infrastructure is expensive, and the cruise season only lasts about 4 months. A feasibility study from 2016 estimates that building a new facility to provide shore power from just one additional dock would cost $12.9 million. Alec Mestag works for AELNP. They use surplus hydroelectric energy generated from reservoirs around Juneau to provide power to interruptible customers like Greens Creek Mine, the Downtown Federal Building, and Princess.
In general, the capacity in that time of year is fine. The energy would depend on how much precipitation had fallen.
Right now, both Greens Creek and the Federal Building are running on fuel-powered generators. That's due to low rainfall last year and so far this winter. It's also led to an increase in prices for Juneau customers. Mestag says they have to think about that when considering providing even more customers with power.
The ships are a fairly large load relative to the size of our community's load, and there are just technical issues associated with serving a load that large in a town this small.
AELNP doesn't know how long the interruption in service will last. Several other communities in Southeast Alaska are partially running on diesel generators. Still, expanding shore power is already gaining support from the community. Don Kubley is vice president of Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 70. He submitted resolutions from his organization to the city in support of more shore power. He says they're concerned about the impact of cruise ship pollution.
Our members are very concerned about the foods that they harvest and have traditionally harvested along the beaches and the shores and in the woods of Gastineau Channel.
Assemblymember Michelle Bonnet-Hale chairs the Public Works and Facilities Committee. She said the city will also need to work with cruise lines to figure out how it would affect their schedules.
And that would require further study, to be sure. You can't just jump to design and if you don't know what you're designing for. So I think we're going to find out a lot more about it.
Hale says there will be ample opportunity for the public to provide feedback on the proposal during the budget process this spring. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.